Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome back and welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel, here with my beautiful wife, Rhea Israel, also the Commonwealth. And tonight is the Tuesday night edition. Yes, indeed, it's the Tuesday night edition with our brother Bob Farr and brother Eric, coming from the Philadelphia Assembly Ministries Bible Study Class. Look, we've been waiting a long time for this here, so amen. Welcome back, Carter. Tonight's precept is, blessed are the Beatitudes.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's, blessed are the Beatitudes, all right? So,
that's right.
Hey, with that being said, grace and peace, Brother Bob. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope everything is working out and everything is much better.
It's better, brother, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Amen. Missed you, man.
Yeah. Well, we're going to – this lesson is again, as Brother Job said, is blessed are the Beatitudes. What this is really about is, you know, a lot of people segregate these out and separate them up, but really these Beatitudes or attitudes are what we need to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer before we get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for all those that are tuned in tonight and listening to this. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity to rightly divide your word. Father, we ask that you would give us understanding, and Father, you'd give me the words to say, and let them be your words, Father, and not mine. We ask that your blessing be on the reading of the word, and we ask it all in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and open up our Bibles to
Amen.
Matthew chapter 5, and Brother Eric, when you get there, go ahead and get and read.
Matthew 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Down to 14.
Yes,
ye are the salt. Yeah, verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Okay. We're going to break these down, and we're going to get some other scriptures, and we're going to see how all these fit together. Go ahead and go back to Matthew 5, and just read verse 3 again, brother, and we'll break that down.
Okay, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Let's go to Mark, the 12th chapter, and read verse 44, brother, when you get there.
For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living.
You know, this lady truly was poor, not only in spirit, but also in finances. And she put in all she had. And we know that the Pharisees here had put in a lot as far, but they had much. So she gave out of her little in abundance, as you know, and Jesus said she gave more than all the rest. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 22, and when you get there, brother, you can read 1 through 4. Proverbs 22.
A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, brother.
A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
Yep. And that's where, you know, we can see the true riches are those that are just explained there. And that's what the poor in spirit are all about. You know, whether you have money or whether you don't have money, these attitudes or beatitudes are what we have to develop. Let's go to Isaiah 58 and read 6 through 11. And we'll see some more of how these attitudes fit.
Isaiah 58,
mm-hmm.
6 through 11.
Yes, sir.
Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward,
You can see how, you know, this person, I mean, how this is being commanded to us through this, talking about how we are supposed to keep God's covenant, and all this is approved inside the law or the covenant. And this oneness that we are supposed to have with the poor, we're supposed to have that attitude of giving, and that is part of that being poor in spirit. Go ahead, brother.
Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not.
See, in order to be poor of spirit, it can't all be about you or about me. It's got to be about other people. We got to be about filling the needs of people that are out there, and not just our brethren, but also our neighbors. We got to make sure that we have this attitude, being poor in spirit. All right, brother, let's go to Revelation chapter 3 and starting 14 through 22, and we'll see kind of the opposite of this. Revelation chapter 3.
Okay, verse 14.
Yes, sir.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodicea, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and a true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold or nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
See, because right here, it's pretty easy to see with not being hot or cold. And again, we're going to see a little bit here where they think they're rich, and they probably are rich with goods, but indeed they're not. And the consequences of this is they'll be spewed or vomited out of his mouth. Go ahead, brother.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chase. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Yeah, and if we want to sit down with him in that throne and with his Father, then we're going to have the right attitude. Let's go back to Matthew 5 again and read verse 4 for us, brother.
Verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Yes, sir. Blessed are they that mourn. Now, that one kind of seems hard to understand sometimes, but really, you know, we're all kind of mourning now because we're outside of our element. You know, we're here in the world. We're not part of the world, but we have to live here in the world. And our hope is the return of the Messiah, you know, and us being in that first resurrection. Let's go to John chapter 16 and read 17 through 22 when you get there, brother.
Then said some of the disciples among themselves, "What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father."
Obviously, he's talking here about the fact that he's getting ready to lay down his life, and he's going to go and meet the Father in the air. And we all know, and we all can understand that. And if we hope to get our change, we're going to have to be in this spirit. Go ahead, brother.
They said, "Therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith." Verse 19. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, "Do you inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall not be your sorrow shall be turned into joy."
Yeah, and you know, obviously, he's talking to his disciples at this time, but it's no different for us today, because right now our Messiah is in heaven, okay, and he's making intercession for us day or night. But and so at this point, we do laminate and mourn, and we go through all these different things, because blessed is he that mourns. Go ahead, brother.
"A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you."
Amen, brother. And when, you know, at this time we are in the flesh and here in the world, but at some point we're with that resurrection, we're going to receive that spiritual body, and our mourning is going to be turned into joy too, brother, just the same as here. Let's go to back to Matthew chapter 5 and read verse 5, brother.
"Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth."
Yes. Definition for meek, and this just came from a regular dictionary, it means to be quiet, to be gentle, easily opposed upon, or submissive. And really what this is talking about is we need to be obedient. You know, we have to be ready and quick to submit to the Word of God, and that's how we are to be meek. Let's go to Psalms 37, verse 11, and see that Jesus here was quoting that. Go ahead, brother. Psalms 37 and verse 11 when you get there.
"But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace."
Yeah. See, all of these little attitudes or beatitudes are the attitude we need to have to get into the kingdom of God. And this is not something new. This is something that's been known all along, okay? Let's go to Numbers chapter 12 and read verse 3 when you get there, brother.
"Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth."
Yes, sir. And we also know that our Messiah was a prophet like unto Moses. And so, obviously, he is like him. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 10, brother, and read that when you get there.
"And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face."
Yes, sir. Except for our Messiah. Let's go to Matthew 21, verse 5. Now that is happening. Go ahead, Matthew 21, verse 5, and read it when you get there, brother.
Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass.
See, even though he was coming and preparing to suffer, he was meek and humble, even in the spite of all that's goes on around him. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3 and through 26 through 29 when you get there, brother.
For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
See, now that's the point we got to get to, guys. It's not just that we get baptized and then we just physically keep the commandments of God. We literally got to put on Christ Jesus. We got to become like Him. We have to have that spirit of meekness, humility, all these things that we're reading in the Beatitudes. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
And for us to be one in Christ Jesus, we have to become like Him. We have to put on Christ Jesus. Go ahead, brother.
And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Yes, sir. Now let's go back to Matthew 5 again and read verse 6 when you get there, brother.
Matthew 5 and verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Yes, sir. And again, if we want to be like our Messiah, we have to understand what righteousness is. We have to hunger and thirst after it, and we have to become righteous. And the only way we can do that is by keeping His commandments. Let's go to Psalms 119. And start reading in 169 through 176 when you get there, brother.
Let me cry, come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness.
There it is. That's about the best definition of righteousness. You know, we have no righteousness of our own. We can only have His imparted righteousness. And it's not just by blindly keeping the commandments. It's about our submission and our love for God. Go ahead, brother.
Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
Amen. And see, again, that's the definition of righteousness, and if we hunger and thirst after it, that means we got to constantly putting in His word and His commandments into our mind, and that transferring into our heart, and that's what circumcision of the heart is all about, allowing God's character to become our character as we put on Christ Jesus. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2 and read 1 and 2 when you get there, brother.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings.
And see, that's what we have to do. We have to be ready to lay aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies. when we're ready to do that, again, that's part of putting on Christ Jesus, and that helps us to understand what he's talking about here. Go ahead, brother.
As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
Amen. And that's how we grow. And as we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we hunger for that sincere milk of the word like a newborn baby. Okay, let's go back again to Matthew chapter 5 and read verse 7 when you get there, brother.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Amen. That merciful, obtain mercy. We know that our Messiah was always merciful. Let's go to 2 Samuel, though. Let's read about somebody, a man that was after God's own heart, David. We'll go to 2 Samuel 22, 25 through 26. And we're going to see. This is a song that David gave when he was delivered from Saul to God. Go ahead, brother, when you get there.
Therefore, the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight.
Now, notice, we know David, you know, definitely, matter of fact, he had too much blood on his hands to even be able to build the temple, but he was
right.
A man after God's own heart. He displayed these beatitudes that we see right here in his life. And he was always ready to yield to God. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 26. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright.
Amen. And let's go to Matthew chapter 18 and starting 21 through 35 when you get there, brother.
Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? And Jesus saith unto him, I say it not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven.
So, much more than 70 times. That works out to 490 times, and I don't think he was trying to be that specific. As long as our brother comes back to us with a repentant spirit, we always got to be quick to forgive him. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt.
See, and, you know, our Heavenly Father is quick to forgive us of our sins when we repent and we ask for forgiveness. And this is a very good parable or example of that. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 28. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Verse 31. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespass.
See, we got to be merciful. We got to be merciful. If we don't forgive others, we're not going to be forgiven. But this is how the human heart reacts to things. Even though our Heavenly Father forgives us, we're not always so quick to forgive our brother or our neighbor, but we have to do that if we're going to be like Christ, if we're going to put on Christ Jesus. Okay, brother, let's go back to Matthew chapter 5 and read verse 8 for us when you get there.
5 and verse 8.
Yes, sir.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they'll see God. And that's exactly what we have to be. We have to be pure and white. We have to be ready to receive those wet, white wedding garments. And there's a lot to that. Let's go to Psalm 51 and read that, brother, 1 through 19. Psalm 51, 1 through 19.
Good chapter. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression.
See, repentance, and that's what we got to be ready to do, and we got to be merciful to others too. Go ahead, brother.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
From my lawlessness. Go ahead, brother.
For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
See, we all come under that sin that goes all the way back to Adam, and he's acknowledging that. Go ahead, brother.
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Now, we know that when we accept our Messiah, we are cleansed in his blood. But we also are being cleansed, even as we are cleansed, by the Word of God, by putting in his commandments, by allowing those to become our new character, to be like Christ. Go ahead, brother.
Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Yes, sir.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness of, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness.
I'm back that up. Just I'm going to back you up just a little. Just stay there. I don't want you to read. I want you to start up where you left off. But, you know, he says, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy willing or free spirit." Now, when that happens and you get that change of character as you put in the engrafted word of God into you, and you become like a light on a hill that we're going to read again here in a little bit, that's how all this fits together. Because then, after you start walking in newness of spirit, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. They're not going to do that as long as you're saying one thing and doing another. You got to be loving your brother as yourself and loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, or else you're not going to, you know, there's no sinners going to be converted by you, because people see right through that. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 15.
Yes,
O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else what would I give it? Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
See, once we become like Christ, then our sacrifice is acceptable, because that's the sacrifice that he wants. He wants us to walk away from that old man and pick up his ways and put on Christ and do as he did. And a whole bunch of that is about keeping his commandments and feeding ourselves on the word like newborn babes. Okay, let's go back to Matthew chapter 5 and read verse 9 when you get there, brother.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Amen. And if we're doing all these things created, contained in these Beatitudes, we're going to be peacemakers too, because we're going to be forgiving our brother. We're not going to be, you know, judging our brother on things that we ourselves are not even able to do. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 and read 11 through 18 when you get there, brother.
Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world.
Amen. Without our Messiah and his shed blood, we are strangers from the covenants. We are without God. But once we come to Christ, we start to put him on. Go ahead, brother.
But now in Christ Jesus, who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Amen. And he's made us all the same. And he's made us all the same through Christ Jesus. As we put on Christ Jesus and become like him, that is what the commonwealth of Israel is all about. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 15, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make himself, in himself of twain, one new man, so making peace.
Yes, sir.
Making
a new man, again, like Christ Jesus, doing away with the commandments that are contained in ordinances, which we know are talking about the sacrificial law and the ceremonial laws, and that's all. Go ahead, brother.
16. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that are nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
Amen, brother. Let's go back now, and we're going to finish up by reading Matthew 5, 10 through 16.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
See, again, if we have all these attributes, believe you me, and we're hungering after righteousness and being filled, we're definitely going to be persecuted. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If we want to be in that kingdom, we're going to have to pick up these attitudes. Go ahead, brother.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Notice he said falsely. If they're saying the truth about you and it's not good, that's not what it's talking about here. If people are, you know, you're going to be blessed if you are persecuted and all manner of evil against you falsely. Go ahead, brother.
Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
And that's plain to see when you read the book that he persecuted all those people that kept his commandments and that loved him and loved the brethren. Go ahead, brother.
Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted?
Now, think about that. See, what is he talking about here? He's just not throwing some unrelevant thing out there. He's telling you that we're supposed to be the salt of the earth. And if we possess or we act and live out these Beatitudes in our heart and it's demonstrated to everybody, then we will be the salt of the earth. But if we lose these attributes, then where are we at? Go ahead, brother.
It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men.
Yes, sir.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
And if you are living out these Beatitudes, you're going to be a light on a hill, and you're going to be seen, and you cannot be hidden. Go ahead, brother.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. But let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Yes, sir. And that's the last of our reading tonight, and may the Father add his blessing to the reading of the word.
Amen.
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 Praise be the Lord, brother. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. I just got a couple of things I'd like to say on this, man. And it's that
spirit
that
bro.
You brought about. I think it was the spirit of meekness, and you was entertaining it. And, you know, the Father referred to that spirit of meekness. And then you gave a definition on it. What popped in my mind was the word quiet.
Yeah.
And how that thing is called a great price. It's a great price. So you can't buy that.
No,
you
sir.
Know. It's a gift from God. You know, you could try, you know, to obtain that, but you can't. It's a gift, you know.
Yes.
We got to be careful about even when, you know, the Lord even used Moses, man, as one of the meekest men on the planet. But
yes,
then, you know, what did the people do? They drug him out of his face. They drug him out of his place because they wanted to point the finger at him and say, "Are you no better than us?" That's the wickedness of our spirit.
Yes,
sir. We want to point the finger because we don't want to be no better. We want to justify all our nonsense. Man, brother, this is a dynamite piece. And some of us, man, I got to tell you, some of us, including myself, to look at this more than twice.
Mm-hmm.
More than twice, brother. This is one of them pistols, man. You know,
yeah,
if you ain't got that spirit, if you don't have that spirit, you're not going to see the Lord. You're going to say, "I don't know you." And we play with the Father like that. We be playing with the fire of the Holy One of Israel. I yield the mic.
Sir. Any other questions or comments? Well, I usually don't. I'm not very good at asking, but I would certainly appreciate everyone's prayers. I need to go to the hospital. I had to go to the hospital a week or two ago with chest pains, and I got to go to the doctor on Friday to get some tests and things. I've been diagnosed AFib. I'm not sure what that is, but I would be greatly appreciative if you all would pray for me that I be healed according to the Father's will on that.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, brother, you have any closing comments? I just want to say, man, I'm glad you came back up and that you stepped up, man, and that you, man, we've been missing you, like, big time.
Yeah.
And, you know, for lessons like this is the reason of cause and effect. You know, that spirit of meekness is awesome, man, and it's not for everybody. Sometimes, man, it make you feel like you ain't even a servant because, you know, you're so easily drawn out of your place because of somebody else. You know, but that's why you can see why John the Baptist was removed and the prophets was removed and Elijah was living on a mountain. You know, it's just a thing, you know.
It is.
But I understand. A lot of us, like, you know, removed from the urban and moved to the rural, you know, because of it. You know, just seeking that more fellowship. And like Paul said, you know, that personal, you know, relationship. People talk about, you know, the common relationship with the Most High. There is. All of us had a common relationship. That's the Commonwealth of Israel. That's the government of God. But you have a personal relationship. You have an intimate relationship. What you going through, Rob, what you going through right now, that's intimate, man. Ain't nobody going to understand that but you and the Father. Your wife ain't going to understand that. Only you and the Father. It don't get any more intimate than that. And we try to cancel that spirit. We try to cancel that spirit of intimacy, man. We can't. You know, else you lose the contact in the very nature of God and that he's in your deepest, darkest places. You know.
Yes,
and,
sir.
That's exactly what it means to be intimate to him, man. And people steal that. They steal your joy. They steal your crown. They steal all of these things from you just to keep you from being in that place. But it's,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm with you, man. I feel you. All I could do is just I could ask the Father to have mercy on your soul. And,
yes, sir.
I don't have no magic words or no grander words or nothing like that. You know, that, you know, other than just prayer, and that's all I can offer, man. And I will ask the Father to have mercy.
And that's that's the greatest thing that we can do for one another is pray for each other in sickness and in health.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, brother, peace be still in the name of Jesus, and
yes,
may he make you whole, that you continue the journey.
Yes.
Whatever journey you have left, or whatever journey that's before you, that you are left to walk on this earth. Likewise, myself.
Amen.
You know, that's the journey we want to feel.
Mm.
Amen to that.
Amen
to that. And if you have to lose a couple of pounds, well, you got to put down that extra biscuit. So just do it. Hey,
amen.
Hey, Bob, we love you, man. Please get better. You hear me?
Yes, sir. We love you too, Brother Joe.
Amen. Great
amen.
Job, Eric, man. Great job reading.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks. Great job reading, man. Good to hear you. Good to hear you and everything, and back on track and everything, man. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any closing comments, Brother Bob?
None other than just the one you always leave us with. Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people. As you heard it from Brother Bob. Read your Bible.
Your Bible.
Thank you for your time. Amen.
Thank all of you and love you all.
Peace. God see you, brother.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High, lost, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.